This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. Frank here. We just reviewed the home inspection on the home we're buying. Can you ask the seller to replace the refrigerator with one that has a freezer on top? My wife doesn't like bending over to get the ice cream.
That's such a bizarre voice. Where did that voice come from? Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. If you have honeybees, don't exterminate them. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline at sbba.org. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And in the first segment, we'll do year to date and what's in escrow over $1 million. Joining me in the second segment is an attorney out of Vegas. We're going to roll the dice and do an interview with attorney at law Gerald Gillock. Very serious conversations. He's a trial attorney specializing in civil litigation, specialty in medical cases, but he has produced a couple of documentaries, and we're going to talk about some very serious issues regarding post-traumatic stress syndrome and Women of War, which is a documentary he made, and he's been at the Pentagon. Military issues, very interesting stuff. Mom is on the mend. Today is day 243 of her new hip. Maybe I'll stop tracking Mom when she comes out here on August 24th, 2016, and we'll do the final tracking of her new hip then. Stalking. We're stalking Mom. We have, let's take a look at year-to-date. 1,236,000 through the 32nd week of the year 2016. That's the median price for single-family homes from Carpinteria to Goleta, $1,236,000. Now, for the entire year of 2015, it was $1,132,000. So that's a big bump up. However, for the first 32 years of 2015, the median price was actually $1,175,000. So it dropped for the end of the year from $1,175,000 to $1,132,000. So we'll see what happens with our 1,236,000. Right now, we're running 5.2% higher year-to-date than last year. On the number of sales, we're running 8.5% fewer sales in the number of single-family sales for the first 32 weeks of the year. We're averaging 20 sales per week. Last year, it was 21.8 sales per week. And I really feel sorry for the person that buys that 0.8 of a home, just not getting the whole thing. I don't know what's missing there. We have... people are always complaining there's not enough inventory, but we have much more inventory than we did last year at this time. Even when you're looking at listings not in escrow, 462 listings to choose from, not in escrow. Last year at this time, 342. I mean, that's a tremendous increase. Now, you go back to 2011, we had 589 listings. 2010, 688 listings, not in escrow. So historically, we're still low. Look at what's under $1 million. There's 64 listings to look at. Last year at this time, there were 64 listings to look at. The record skipping? No, it's the same number. Now, let's take a look at what's in escrow over $1 million. 81, and this is a snapshot in time for the week ending August 12, 2016. There's 81 listings in escrow over $1 million. Now, that's out of 479 possible listings. So represents 17%. Now, last year at this time, we had 69 listings in escrow over $1 million out of only 347. So that represented 20%. So again, this is a changing number. It changes daily. But so it's not as accurate to look at something year to date. But so that's a little snapshot of year to date. What's in escrow over $1 million and inventory? Any questions? Okay. Richard, nothing? Nothing from the peanut gallery. Now, this is old news, and if I don't read it now, it'll get even older. This is from June 10th, June 7th, even older than I thought. June 7th, 2016, I had mentioned this lawsuit between Zillow and Move, Inc. And it's all kind of connected to a bunch of different bedfellows here. But Zillow settled trade secrets, a suit filed by Move, Inc. Zillow agreed to pay $130 million, but doesn't admit any wrongdoing or liability. I always love those settlements. I did nothing wrong, but here's a check for $130 million. The real estate website Zillow Group is paying $130 million to multiple plaintiffs, including its competitor, Move, Inc., to finally settle a 2014 lawsuit alleging misappropriation of trade secrets. News Corp, which owns Move, also owns Dow Jones & Company, publisher of the Wall Street Journal. So after a fellow named Errol Samuelson left Move to join Zillow as chief industrial development officer, Move and the National Association of Realtors sued Zillow. So my team, my association, along with Move, sued Zillow. And this fellow, Mr. Samuelson, in March of 2014, later adding another defendant. And the Zillow said the allegations were without merit and argued in a counterclaim and all this. But they reached a settlement with doesn't contain any admission of liability or responsibility or wrongdoing. And Zillow said this agreement allows us to move forward, put the litigation behind us. News Corp said in a separate filing that the National Association of Realtors will receive 10% of the settlement proceeds. Well, that's better than the 6% we normally charge. You get 10% of $130 million. That's a nice number. What are they going to do with that $13 million? 10% after deduction of Move's litigation-related costs. So that'll work out to be about $400. Move said in a statement that we look forward to putting the matter to rest, returning a full focus. News Corp agreed in September 2014 to buy Move, Inc., for $950 million. Move runs the real estate listing sites Realtor.com and Move.com. It always amazed me. And then as an aside, Zillow bought fellow website operator Trulia for $2.5 billion in February 2015. Wow, that's some big numbers. I think Realtor.com really got left in the dust. They didn't see it coming. And they allowed someone like Zillow to mushroom and become as strong as it did because all the information is on Realtor.com. It's all the realtors. It's all the listings. And, a lot of – I need to familiarize myself more with Zillow because a lot of clients and the public out there are using it. And when I meet people and I set them up with direct searches through our own MLS – they're more on top of listings, pending sales, and there's no misinformation. And we know the story about the Zestimate. You're not Zestimately confused until you're, what is that thing I said? Until you're zestful, because their market analysis and their statements of value can be so off. I mean, not that any real estate agent is perfect, but sometimes these estimates are so off. It's so misleading. It's not fair. Speaking of Association of Realtors, that was the National Association of Realtors. We have the California Association of Realtors, and there was some. There's a legislative update here. California Association of Realtors supported a federal affordable housing bill that includes a provision to make condominiums more easily approved for FHA financing. So that's going to help buyers and sellers to make it streamline the lending on condominiums. An assembly bill, CAR also sponsored, California Association of Realtors, a homeowner protection bill establishing a 3-day right to cancel and requiring disclosure of risks and consequences associated with property-assessed clean energy loans. Now, I don't know what that is, But we're going to have Diana McFarlane, mortgage broker, on maybe next week, and maybe she can explain what that means and if it really matters to you and me. You're listening to the best of Mark Schneider's Radio Real Estate. You know why it's the best? Because it's happening right now. Mark Schneider's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com, phone number 805-452-2428. We'll take a commercial break now, and we are going to then have our guest on. Trial attorney Gerald Gillock is joining us, and we're stepping out of the courtroom to discuss some of his passions and what he's been doing outside the courtroom for the military and women and harassment cases, really kind of tough, serious subject. And so you stay tuned. I'll be right back.